What's the word, y'all? This is Devontae's Reaper Training, and y'all now tuned in to the Reaper Motivation Podcast. Glad for y'all to join me today, man. This isn't going to be a very long podcast. I just wanted to, like I've been saying before, man, I get a lot of my ideas from social media, and I saw some things, and I just kind of wanted to speak on it because I thought it was interesting, and I had a little lesson that I learned from it. But getting right into it, bro. If you guys have not heard, there is a lot, and I mean a whole lot of real estate fraud going on and scamming and things like that. Now, scamming has been around forever. There's always been scam artists since the beginning of the time. I think an old head once told me, as long as there's bozos, there's always going to be a hustler. So, you know, they've always been around. But, you know, recently, well, I'm going to give my opinion first, bro. If you get finessed on a scam online, as far as like someone says they could turn 500 into 5,000 and all that other shit, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, bro, and maybe this is just because I look at shit from the eyes of someone who's very distrustful in general. If you get finessed, bro, take your L, go about your business. You know better next time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you dumb enough to give a motherfucker you don't know, or you hardly know, you're not that close with a large sum of money, and he finesse you out that shit, charge to the game, bro. You did some dumb shit, the game taught you a lesson, you know better next time, and maybe you can give that knowledge to somebody else. You know, I be seeing all the time, you know, people get on, and they be so up in arms, these people are scamming the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Bro, whoever gave them the bread was dumb as fuck anyway. They was going to get finessed by somebody at some point. Just be glad that it happened now, and maybe you can learn from it. You know, money, you can always get money back. You know what I mean? But when I talk about that, I'm talking about little petty scams like that shit I just said, or those little Ponzi schemes where they, or like where they get like the money in and, you know, this amount of people get, y'all remember all the scams from damn COVID, the damn, what else is it? The, what was the name of that damn, not crypto, fuck Forex, all that goofy ass shit. Like, listen, bro, if you took your L, bro, take your L, bro. It is what it is. You know, it just happens. But this real estate thing is very, very concerning to me. And the reason why the real estate thing, and I could really put this for real estate and crypto, but the crypto situation is a bit more complicated, and I don't really want to get, like, I don't want to make this, I know this isn't a financial channel, and then talking about finance could be a little boring. I think the real estate part's a little easier to explain without making this kind of dull. I do want to say, as far as the real estate part, so if y'all been seeing, I think DJ Envy and this other dude, Caesar Penna, I think, or Penna Caesar, whatever his name is, they're right now getting sued for millions because of real estate fraud. You got Jay Morrison, who's being sued for real estate fraud. And I'm talking about, there's people who have put their entire life savings into this and have lost their money on this real estate stuff. And it's concerning, one, because, you know, I'm in the process of making some moves. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I'm in the process of, you know, doing some ventures in the future. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of this. And one thing I've noticed is that, for one, there's a few ways to come at this. So the first thing is, bro, a lot of people get caught up in these schemes trying to skip the process of success. Bro, I know you've probably heard this a billion times. I know you've probably heard this a million times, but the best real live teacher is always going to be experience. When you see these people fuck their money up, when you see these dudes that was doing Forex still working at McDonald's, flipping burgers and putting salt on the fries and the ice cream machines broken, even though 3 years ago they was calling you broke because you had a regular job. Yes, when you see them niggas from Forex, when you see these dudes who all of a sudden they all over social media with Gucci and then across seas, now they talking about some GoFundMes and shit. When you see all these things, bro, that should be a red flag, a siren, a woo. Like, nigga, stop trying to skip the process. Cut it the fuck out. When you see that shit, that should be like, damn. You know, I was trying to, you know, get rich quick, but man, maybe I should take the slow route. Bro, listen. I remember I was chopping it up with somebody, and you know, I was telling them, bro, I was like, in my opinion, the best investment you can make in life, early on in life, is investing in yourself. And as far as education and all other shit and career. And they kind of retorted my statement by saying, you know, well, rich people invest in it. It's like, I'm not, bro, there's a select, I'm talking about taking the long route. I'm talking about building up slowly and then becoming successful later. I'm not trying to be rich tomorrow. I don't give a fuck if I'm rich at 27. I don't give a fuck if I'm rich at 30. I don't give a fuck if I'm rich at 35. Listen, if I can be not even rich, very well off, I'm talking about like I got a couple hundred thousand in assets, about 40, I'm cool with that. I'm A-okay with that, bro, because guess what? That couple hundred thousand at 40 for me, by the time my kids hit the age I am right now, that's probably a couple million. You see what I'm saying? See, I'm talking about it's about the marathon, not the race, bro. But when you try to skip the process, that's when you get all the dumb shit. Because when you skip the process, that's when you run into a Jay Morrison who's talking about, you know, he'll flip this into this and all this other shit. I'm gonna be so honest with you, bro. And I know I don't know how much I've delved into like my financial priorities, because I've done a lot of research and I learned a lot of things in these last, I say about 2-3 years. But in all the research I've done, anytime I hear someone, particularly someone who's selling programs, talk about flipping money, immediately a red flag goes up. Listen, bro. I don't want to say flipping money isn't real, because it is real in certain facets. A legitimate way of flipping money, right, is like flipping a house. You buy a house for 30, 40,000, you fix it up, and hopefully you turn it into a profit. Maybe it's a 10% profit, maybe it's a 15% profit, but that's more of like a flip. That's more of I'd say a 10% profit on a house that you bought is a very good flip, technically, for most investors. That is a very good idea. So if you get 15%, now think about that. That's not a lot of money. So if I put $50,000 to $80,000 back and I get 15%, which is an amazing gain on what I invested, that's a really good ROI. That's still not a lot of money compared to, but they talking about something, you're going to put like $100,000 and get back $250,000. Like, that's not... That's not how the world works, bro. That is not how the world works. Now, it doesn't happen, absolutely. But I'm talking about like the majority, the normal. So whenever I hear flip, because I know when they say flip, they're not talking about, because how fucking, if I told you, hey, bro, give me $10,000 and I can give you $10,500. You're going to be like, what the fuck? No, I don't want to do that. That sounds stupid. But if I say, give me $10,000 and I'll get you $50,000, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's business moves right there. That's boss moves. Get the fuck out. It don't happen. It doesn't happen, bro. So, but you know what? That's how these fucking, these snake oil salesmen, that's how these fucking con artists, that's how they get these people. People trying to skip the process. They don't want to, because guess what? It takes years to go to school. You tell me I got to sit in a class and read books and lectures? Nigga, fuck that. That's what they thinking. It takes years to go. You want to get into trades? You hear about how much people are making trades? Guess what? Everyone who's in trades will tell you, your first 3 years of your trade is going to suck. You're going to be getting dirty. You're not going to be making a whole lot of money. You're going to be working a lot of hours. Your back's going to hurt. Your knee's going to hurt. Predominantly, if you don't train, I will say this. If you take care of your body will take care of you. So it won't be as bad. Coming from somebody who's worked a lot of very strenuous jobs, my body isn't torn down, but that's because I invested in my body. But what do most people do that get into the trades? Guess what? They eat fucking cupcakes and brownies and shit, and they drink every fucking day, and they smoke all the fucking time. So their body breaks down, and they don't train at all. But I digress. But people will tell you in the trades that when you get into trades, bro, it's kind of rough. No matter what you do, life is going to be rough. But that's a part of the process. But people want to skip the process. One thing that irritates me every time I hear it, people talk so bad about joining the military. If you talk about people, if you talk to people that's in the military, oh yeah, I would tell them not to join and this, whatever, whatever. My question back, every time I hear someone say that, is a very simple, like, all right, if you don't want to go because you hear how much the military sucks, what in life do you think is not going to suck? Tell me, I want to know. If you want a successful life, you let me know. What? If I go become a doctor, you think doctors have fun in school? I know some doctors. Doctors, being a doctor is hard. That's a lot of work in school. That's 80-hour weeks in school. I know lawyers. That's a lot of hours in school. I know mass electricians. That's a lot of hours on the job. I can go on and on, bro. Whatever you think. I know business owners that are successful. That's a lot of, man. You know what? Everybody talks about being an entrepreneur. You find me one entrepreneur that makes over 6 figures a year that doesn't work at bare minimum 60 hours a week. Find me one. I bet you can't. And if they do, ask them how much they worked when they was getting it off the ground. I guarantee you they'll say nothing less than 70 hours a week. There is no easy path. So when I hear people say that about the military, I'm like, bro, okay, yes, you're going to be sad. Yes, it's going to suck. And yes, there's going to be bad parts about it along with the good parts. But guess what? That's like that with everything. Take it for what it is. Use it as a stepping stone. Stay in or don't, but utilize it for you. That's the beauty of the information we have now, bro. Utilize what you're doing for you. But when you try to skip that process, you like, well, I inherited a couple $1,000 from my parents and I got a couple $1,000 in the bank, but I don't want to have to work all those hours. I don't want to have to be tired. I don't want to have to be at work while my friends are in Cancun bullshitting and spending money. I don't want to have to be in the, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. Jay Morrison or you know, DJ Envy said that they got a program to teach me how to flip houses. They said I could take my $5,000 and turn it into 25. And then take that 25 and turn it into 100. And then take that 100 and turn it into a quarter million. So I'm going to do that. And you broke. And you ain't got nothing in the bank. You ain't got nothing left over. You done fucked your money up. You done fucked the bag up. But you know what? You know what the trick is with this? Y'all know what's coming right after all this happens. Hold on. I'm gonna walk you through this one more time, and I'm gonna give you the rainbow at the end of the whatever. You start off, you didn't want to do all the work, you didn't want to have the sacrifice, you didn't want to suffer. Guess what? So you took all your money, you gave it to a con artist, and guess what? You fucked your money up, and guess what? It's the government fault. The government fucking up, bro. They not creating jobs. You know what I mean? They not doing enough. It's not fair that you gotta. Yep, it's the government fault. That's really. And listen, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but the thing is this, bro. And then I was just saying that to troll, honestly. But you can't skip the process. And so when I saw, like, because I was watching, if y'all haven't seen them, I think Spencer Cornelia does a really good job breaking down what these con artists do and things like that and how they've been fucking people over. But when you listen to them, they target a specific audience, and it's a poor audience, right? And that in and of itself is super trifling. Stealing from people who already don't have a lot is some fucked up shit. So I don't want to sit here and act like I'm on their side for conning people. I'm not. But what I'm saying is this, is that when you're starting from the bottom, the road's going to be hard. Y'all hear me talk about all the time about when I was fucked up back in the day. Bro, there was a time, I'm talking about 2018. This might have been 2017, but I think 2018 I was on the bus. I was out. I'm talking about my day used to start at 4 in the morning, and I wouldn't get home to probably around like maybe 8 or 9, right? In that course, I would take 4 buses over 4 hours to get to school. I'd be in school all day doing, going to class, doing homework, doing Marine Corps work, right? Doing all that stuff. come back around 8, 9 o'clock, didn't have a car, and doing all, and then I would, you know, I was still working on the side. Even doing all that movement, all that work, and putting in all those hours, I didn't have shit. In 2018, there was a point in time I was on the fucking bus. I was fasting. I was ready to break my fast. You know, I was on my diet. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it, bro. I'm hungry. It's been a long week. I've been working hard. Let me go get a McChicken. I'm talking about 12, 13-hour days. I couldn't afford two McChickens. I couldn't afford two. I almost cried on that goddamn bus. I was like, bro, I'm working so hard. Why is nothing working? Why can I? I'm laughing about it now, but bro, I was hurt. I was really on that bus breaking down, like, bro, not really crying. I mean, I ain't no bitch. You know I mean, I ain't gonna cry on the bus, but I was hurting though, bro. Like in my chest, I was so sad because I was like, bro, I'm trying my hardest and nothing is working. I'm saying this podcast to you right now in my newly bought home. Do y'all see what I mean? Things always are going to suck before they get better, but you got to embrace that part. You got to embrace it. You got to. It's a part of the process. And now, the reason why I brought that up is because, like I said, they target poor people. Those poor people, now I brought that up to say I understand what they're going through. Trying to go from having nothing to something is probably, like, I would say off of my experience, bro, going from, let's say you came from a middle-class household, right? I live a middle-class type life now. I can tell you there is a world of a difference from a middle-class household and in a lower class household, like a household that's below the poverty line. One, you're struggling to survive. One, you're surviving. You wish you could have more, but you don't have more. But a lot of that comes from social media, but that's a whole nother topic. But anyhow, but it's a world of a difference. So if you're someone coming from that middle class, it's gonna suck, but probably not as bad. I'd say maybe on the scale of 1 to 10, how rough you're going to go through life going into it, I'd say maybe you might go through about a 7. 7 is the bare minimum because, you know, you're going to have to go through shit. It's going to be probably around a 10 if you really start from nothing, because guess what? No one around you knows anything about what the fuck you're doing. When I decided that I wanted to be an electrician and I wanted to do all this other stuff and join the military, when I was making all these plans up when I was 18 in 2016, there was no one, I didn't have no guidance with that. I didn't have no one to ask. I didn't have any help because no one knew what the fuck I was talking about. There was no mentor. I had to figure that shit out by myself. That made the learning curve that much harder. And if you're coming from these impoverished environments, you're probably going to have to go through the same shit. So that's why I think these common target these people, because they already know people in general don't want to take the hard way. But if you already know, if you're already going through hardship and you know it's going to be that much harder than the average person to be successful because you're poor, oh man, you hear somebody come up talking about they're going to turn your $5,000 into $50,000, you hype. But what I'm saying is, bro, you cannot skip the process. I look, I get it. I really, really do. I understand it. Shit, I'd be sitting here lying to you if I said I didn't try to skip the process. I did. A couple times. I tried my hardest. I tried my damnedest, but it didn't work. There was plenty of times I was trying to do. It didn't work. But, you know, when I was seeing this whole thing with Jay Morrison and all these people, I was just like, man, bro, like, it's really sad because how many lives are probably that they've ruined off of the fact of capitalizing on people's one, their I guess you could say lack of knowledge. Y'all know me, bro. I hate, in this day and age, I really don't like using the excuse for lack of knowledge, because we all have a smartphone. We all have a smartphone. It, like, literally, it takes you less than 5 seconds to look up whatever you need to look up. So, I'm not going to say, there's going to be a learning curve, whatever you do. I'm not going to take away that excuse completely, But it's kind of like, gang, you could have looked up something. Look up something. Do a little bit of research. Not everybody has to fucking feed you. Do something. Right? Especially if you're planning on putting your whole life savings into something. Do a little bit of research. Just a tad. A smidge. A smidget. Do something, motherfucker. Like, that shit's ridiculous. Anyhow. But yeah, I saw that and I was just like, man, I gotta, you know, it's really interesting too also because the real estate, I think one of the biggest detriments that people are having like from these real estate con artists is that I'm trying not to make this too fucking financially because there's a bigger scheme issue. As far as they're helping these major corporations buy these foreclosed homes, which is a whole nother thing that I don't want to get into on here. Like I said, I'm trying to make this. You got to make this kind of entertaining. I mean, I do want to give y'all some good information. If y'all do, you know, I think there's a way you could like comment on these posts. If y'all want to hear more in depth about like the corporations buying up these foreclosures and all that other stuff and the companies taking over the real estate market. If y'all want to hear more in depth shit like that, let me know because I definitely can't get into it because y'all get me rambling about that. That's one of the things that I'm very, very passionate about. But outside of just that, it's also making people very scared of real estate because so many people getting scammed from it. And that's not good because real estate is a very, very legitimate and viable investment lane. But it's being so convoluted and fucked up from people that are just trying to capitalize off of laziness and overall... overall, just I hate to call y'all. I don't want to call them ignorant, but just I guess, yeah, I guess I don't know. I don't have a nicer way to put it. Yeah, overall ignorance. So, you know, I this was a fancy way of saying stop trying to skip the process. You know, whenever you see these con artists, whenever you hear about it, just know that they were able to do what they did because someone tried to skip the process. And I'm out of here, man. This is Devontae's Reaper Training. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. Y'all be easy, bro.